Hey there, fans, we heard you loud and clear. Sit on down and open up your ear. It's Fanuary. Everything we watch is because of you. Do you hate me because I feel like you do? Fanuary. Fanuary. It's only 1 month, but it feels like a year when I have to watch these things that you hold dear or that you pick at random. Fanuary. Fanuary. This one's for the fans. Fanuary. This one's because of all the fans. Fanuary. Fanuary. This one's for you, fans.
Music. Pictures podcast, and we're going to talk about everything, and we do mean everything released by New World Pictures. I'm Ryan. With me, as always, is Mark.
The New World Pictures podcast is not an accounting firm and is not licensed to provide financial planning advice. Listeners should be advised to consult their personal attorney or certified public accountant for additional information.
And Erica.
Oh, hey guys. I bet you think I know it all. Well, guess what? I do. Move forward one square.
And that's right. We are in Fanuary. That's right. The movies that we are going to cover this month, or movie that we're covering this month, and also an additional video, have been chosen by the fans across all of our social media platforms. So this is for you, and this is the first one that we're going to get into, 1986's Tax Attack 87.
Good day, Mr. Klein. It's about time you learned how to do your taxes.
Where am I? What is this, a nightmare? Wake up, wake up!
Oh, is that really necessary? Calm down. All right, that's better. You think paying taxes is all a big game. Well, we don't like that attitude.
We? Who the hell are you? I'm a pawn in a larger-than-life board game. I'm hearing the voice of Ms. IRS and talking to myself. Hey. Wow! This won't be so bad after all.
M-O-N-E-Y. Money.
That's right. 1986's Tax Attack 87, brought to you by Practical Pizza Eating Methods. Do you order pizzas and then randomly place slices around your desk, one perhaps draped over the edge of the box? This is not correct and should not be done. You are telling us that you don't know how to eat pizza. Thankfully, Practical Pizza Eating Methods can help you by teaching you how to eat pizza and how not to not eat pizza, as done in this video. Call today. This is directed by Michael Bernhout. He's a TV director. He would go on to direct, from here, he would direct a 1992 video, Howard Stern's Butt Bongo Fiesta.
Wow. Oh.
Please tell me that's new. Nearly New World, right?
1992, that is now, I'm afraid. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think
television.
So, I don't
television.
Think so. I don't. I could be New World Television, but I don't think so. And also the short-lived TV series Dr. Ruth's Never Too Late, And this, of course, was hosted by Robert Klein, who at the time, he, of course, was a Second City alumni and had been doing stand-up. But around this time, he had been doing his show. He just finished his show, Robert Klein on Broadway, which also became an HBO special. So that's what he had been doing leading up to this. He also, this is not the only educational video that he had come out around this time. He also hosted the American Cancer Society's Fresh Start, 21 Days to Stop Smoking. Wow. So
he was just all about the PSAs in the late 80s, right?
Commodity for educational videos.
Yeah.
Robert Klein, I think, speaks for all of us when he said this about Tax Attack in January 1987. He said, quote, "The most interesting thing to me is that New World thinks there's a real market for this. I mean, they think it'll be more than people just giving it to their accountant for a present."
You know, one of the things that I struggled in with this movie was who is the audience and what we'll get into it, but
we'll get there. We'll get there.
I can safely say it's not for accountants.
No. I think this would be frustrating to watch as an accountant. But it is from New World Video, even though it's released by Learning Corporation of America. So that's something to think about. New World was definitely very much in on this. This wasn't something they just released that came from Learning Corporation of America. Here's where by the way, you can watch it. You can watch it on our YouTube page. Mm. And that is it.
Get on it, everybody.
Yep. Get on it.
You probably watch it if you get it in a white elephant.
So let's get into what this movie is about, or educational tax video is about. Mark, let's start with you.
Robert Klein accepts the role of a lifetime, replacing LeVar Burton in Reading Rainbow, except for books, it's doing his 1987 tax forms.
I can deduct anything within reason. Take a look at your deductions. Tax deductions, tax deductions.
Erica, what is Tax Attack 87 about?
Robert Klein almost chokes to death while eating pizza and has a near-death experience where he imagines that he's talking to God, who is actually the IRS, talking him through an unfinished task, completing his taxes.
Well, I was pretty close to you, Erica. I said this is about a man who doesn't know how to eat pizza, that struggles with his taxes while he dreams about communicating with the voice of his deceased wife.
There it is. That's the letterboxed. Get on it. Letterboxed. I mean, 3 viewings.
First of all, this has to be put on to Letterboxd. It's currently not there.
Oh my God, so can you add it?
It's not there. I don't think they have to add it? They have to add it, yeah.
Oh, that's a first time.
Yeah. Get out my box of resumes. I need to apply to Letterboxd.
I keep them in a box next to my box of receipts.
I'm going to just
my taxes.
Submit a Letterboxd about myself, about why they should hire me. Is that the best idea I've ever had, or the worst?
It's the best. Don't worry. Oh, it's the best.
Thank you, Ryan.
But yeah, there is no Letterboxd synopsis, which we usually would read about one of these, which we actually did. We actually did have some kind of Letterboxd synopsis for safety's sake when we did that. Mm-hmm. But that not for Tax Attack 87. It's not on IMDb. It is not on Letterboxd. It does not exist. So check out that YouTube page, everybody. Welcome to something we didn't know existed till last year and you didn't know existed till now.
And have a pizza party while you're watching it. Just slap some slices of pizza willy-nilly around your place.
No, for the love of God, don't do that. Please. Just learn.
Also, I think it's worth pointing out to anyone that does watch this, I don't mean to... I know we try to avoid spoilers, but this is a spoiler.
It's about taxes.
The tax code has changed considerably since 1987. So if you're going to use this as the foundation for doing your taxes today, you might want to call an accountant, because the New World Pictures podcast is not an accounting firm and it's not licensed to provide financial planning advice. Listeners are advised to consult their personal attorney or a certified public accountant for additional information.
I'm laughing because that's right.
Oh, this is just too much fun for words.
There you go. Yeah, we have to keep that disclaimer in there as we talk about this episode so that people don't confuse us with tax advice. But this came about because of the Tax Reform Act of 1986, one of the last major tax reform overhauls until 30 years later, right? So in 2016. So there's a lot of confusion. And so that's why we open. And as we mentioned, Robert Klein is... I got a ton of pizza around, and this is how the premise of this video begins.
Well, so it's getting close to tax deadline time. What's a big deal? You know, I always wait till the last minute to do my taxes. Yeah, but this year they changed the law. That looks pretty complicated. So they traded in a few write-offs for something else. It's all just a big game. I can handle it. Might even save some money this time around. After all, they did promise us tax relief. That's relief. Spelled M-O-N-E-Y. Money!
Right off the bat, this video is like, do you need help with some taxes? Let's make it fun for you. Also, you probably don't know how to imagine letters in your mind, so we'll just make sure to tell you what we've just spelled, just in case that was too complicated. At which point, you shouldn't be watching this video. You should turn it off. This isn't going to help you.
Yeah.
Well, again... This movie or program or episode, however we want to call it, starts with a credit sequence that has Pac-Man dressed up as Mr. Monopoly going across the screen.
Uncle Sam, please, but yes.
I was thinking more Mr. Monopoly, but well, whatever.
Rich Uncle Pennybags, but yes, go ahead. I mean, if we want to get technical about Monopoly.
Okay, fine. Jeez, always the Monopoly purist over here just won't stand down.
He's an icon. He's an American icon. So let's just treat him with that kind of respect and dignity.
So I found it funny because immediately it has the feel of targeting children. But right. Children are not going to need to file a tax form. And even if you're in your teen years, the things that they cover in this are really for people who have made a little scratch and have a more complicated tax form to fill out. Also,
that scratch. M-O-N-E-Y. Money.
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 Money. Money. Money. Money.
Money.
The scream.
Yeah. So
the scream.
I found that funny in two ways. One, that this shouldn't be for children. And two, this is 1987. Pac-Man hit its peak in 1982.
Mark played that little clip about money, which is does how we transition into a dream state? I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. He fog fills the screen. And anyway, he wakes up, I guess, maybe, possibly. But he's on a giant game board, and that's when he starts to talk to Ms. IRS.
Good day, Mr. Klein. It's about time you learned how to do your taxes.
Where am I? What is this, a nightmare? Wake up, wake up!
Oh, is that really necessary? Calm down. All right, that's better. You think paying taxes is all a big game. Well, we don't like that attitude.
We? Who the hell are you?
Mr. Klein, there are two things in life you simply cannot avoid.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I can't avoid.
I'm talking about taxes.
Some things about this that came to mind, though. I didn't realize watching this video how much focused lightning strikes were going to be a part of the video, but they
so many.
It is
so many.
An ample amount of focused lightning strikes. I just didn't realize that was going to be a big part of Tax Attack 87, but just you wait. Happens all the time.
Yep.
Pretty much any mistake he makes is met with a lightning strike. It really it is foreboding for the IRS. I would think if I was an IRS agent, I would take umbrage with the way that they're characterized in this movie.
Right.
Or show or whatever.
Yeah. Robert Klein is being treated like the dude in the beginning of Bill Murray's segment, scientific experiment segment, Ghostbusters.
Right. Exactly.
He's just sending electrical pulses into this poor guy. Yeah. By the way, Ms. IRS is played by Susie Essman, who at the time was just a struggling stand-up comedian, but now is best known for her role on Curb Your Enthusiasm as Susie Green. Yeah. This is her early work, just getting paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hammering that check.
Yeah.
Which I hope that she took the proper deductions and got the most out of her tax year.
We start this tax advice segment here by going over adjusted gross income, which if you're not aware of what that is, you might be in trouble already. So early on in the video, it tells you, should I be watching this? Because if you don't know that, then, you know, just hand the papers over to people that know what they're doing. But anyway, but let's see if this makes sense to you.
If you can tell me what taxable income is, I'll let you hang on to the rest of that money in your hand.
Well, it's easy. Under the new law, taxable income is adjusted gross income minus personal exemptions and itemized deductions. If I don't itemize, then it's my adjusted gross income less the standard deduction and personal exemptions. So my taxable income should be around $50,000.
Oh, agile mind. Let's hope your body's in the same shape. Looks a little flabby around the middle to me.
Cute, IRS.
So, I don't think Robert Klein made $50,000 that year. I think they're being sort of cute there, but it certainly was more than what most comedians would have made, which would have been more along the line of the national average, which was $25,000 a year at that point in time. So, they're saying he's making at least twice that. In fact, Robert Klein even said this in 1987, that he said, I think it's very funny because on the cover of the video, it says, Robert Klein takes you through the new tax laws, and I'm carrying this big pencil as if I know a thing about taxes. You see, I haven't done my taxes in 25 years, and back then it was easy. I had no income. I can only imagine the meetings that they had to have to be like, how much should we pretend Robert Klein makes?
Well, and 50,000 is a nice round number, so you can use it easily as an example, sure. Which they do throughout the entire movie. So,
yes. Essentially, the rest of the video, I mean, this thing isn't really broken up into segments. It's just him going around this game board from square to square and then just dispensing advice based on whatever the square is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Advice, maybe, or just information, perhaps.
Well, yeah, they cover tax credits versus tax deductions. They cover what qualifies for a tax credit. Incidentally, in 2024, the only thing that qualifies as a tax credit now are child and dependent care credit, a premium tax credit, which is like any kind of payment to healthcare benefits, credit for elderly and disabled, and retirement savings contribution credits, which is different than Tax Attack 87. Again, the New World Pictures podcast is not an accounting
firm.
Thank you. You guys get the point. But you just wanted to make sure people were updated.
Please, we are not. Do not take your I listen to this podcast.
I don't know. A girl sang the introduction, I think. And then, you know, they laughed about a couple things and made up some stuff. And I don't know. I used it to file my taxes. I think they know what's what when the tax game.
I mean, on one hand, I would love it if somebody based their taxes on what we go over in this episode. And they think that this is enough prep for them. But also, like, that's not a good idea. Don't do
it. And also, if you were, let's go in the Wayback Machine, and it's 1987, and you are about to do your taxes, and you purchased this, or someone loaned it to you, and it said, hey, there's some sage tax advice in here. You should watch this. This is pre-internet. So you're not going to grasp all the concepts immediately. And as you're looking at your tax forms, you're going to have to spend a lot of time rewinding and going back and forth. And it reminded me, I had bought a synthesizer in like 1992 that came with a DVD manual. But there was no links to where you could look up how to do different things. And this guy would breeze to breeze through to add effects to this sound, go to the sound. Now go to edit mode. Now click two buttons over and then go to settings and then go to effects. Select the effect. And I was lost. And I spent half my time rewinding and going back to what he was talking about. Because I'm like, what? Can you just, maybe you could give me a piece of paper with this stuff on it. That would be a lot easier. And that's what this would be like. Just constantly rewinding back to these sections to figure out what was that about again? Do I get to deduct that? Should I deduct that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must have been maddening. How does deferred income work again? Where was that section?
Right.
Like, it's like very... Yeah. So on top of that, most of the video is then also devoted. It's also between tax advice. It's also Robert Klein arguing with the disembodied voice of Miss IRS, and your enjoyment or perhaps your education relies on how you feel about their banter.
Well, we can't have you getting too complacent. You better move up one space and pick a card.
No doubt they're stacked in my favor. Phase out.
There is now a phase out of the 60% exclusion on long-term capital gains.
Sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo to me.
Mr. Klein, the IRS does not talk mumbo jumbo. Why don't you pay attention and try and learn something?
Oh boy, just like school.
That's right, Mr. Klein. And do you know what the IRS does in place of detention?
No, why don't you tell me, teach?
We audit.
I'm ready whenever you are.
I knew you'd see it my way.
I mean,
yeah, that's wacky banter. That's the kind of stuff.
Pew, 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 pew.
If that's entertaining, this is for you.
Yeah.
This is just too much fun for words.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, there's not so much jokes as the only jokes are just their banter. There isn't jokes like built into them. Him talking about subjects and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just banter in between, and then they get into a subject, and then they kind of banter back and forth a little bit, and then they get into a subject. And I suppose that's good in terms of like practically using this if you are trying to do so for that. But I'm not sure if you have to really like that kind of banter for this to be amusing.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you are someone who is seriously using this as a guide for their tax return, you don't need the banter. Just get to the point of they need to be doing to file their taxes. So I don't understand who the banter is for exactly.
Well, it's for those people who are like, I don't want a stuffy old video. I want stuffy parts of the video interspersed with a few moments of them bantering a little bit.
So this is like the tax equivalent of comedy traffic school.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
I went to comedy traffic school with our mom.
Did you?
Yeah. With our mom got a ticket and I got a ticket. And so we both had to go to traffic school. And we went to comedy traffic school together on a Saturday afternoon. And this is how the guy starts it. He says, all right, you're here at comedy traffic school. Well, sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not a comedian, so I'm not going to be telling a whole lot of jokes. But what I'll do is I'll just tell a joke to start, and then we'll go through stuff, and I'll just throw some jokes in now and again. So he would just tell us jokes on occasion. They were terrible jokes, and he is not a funny guy. And then he just got back to traffic school, so it was not at all funny or fun. It was just traffic school is what it was.
Wow.
So, yeah, good times.
You and your mom went to traffic school together?
Yeah, we sure did.
What?
Yeah.
That's the most hilarious part of that entire story.
100%. 100%. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely the traffic school part was not funny. The funny part is that I was in there with my mom.
What were the tickets for?
I think I had just gotten a speeding ticket. Pretty certain I got a speeding ticket because there was a place near where our parents had moved to.
Nope, just his parents. Sorry, Mark.
Well, Mark was in college. I get it. Mark was in college at the time, so I was living at home, and I was trying to return a video to the video store. No joke. And there was a cop at a certain spot. There was this little hill off the side that everybody raced down. because it was fairly empty and almost nobody was on it. And everybody went down it too fast and they caught me. It was just a speed trap. And so I got that speeding ticket. And I think our mom, I think she got a speeding ticket somewhere along the line, which is crazy to think because one thing she does not do is drive fast and never has. She never has. They caught her in a rare moment.
Wow. Two of you just racing to return Tootsie as fast as you can. We will not pay late fees.
I wish it was even something that good. It was probably like the Pelican Brief or just something stupid.
All those Pelican Brief fans just stopped, just turned off the podcast.
This thing sucks. And I can't, and the tax advice is terrible. That's the thing. Trying to avoid those late fees, and instead I got to get a speeding ticket. Good job, me.
You got it admonished because you went to comedy traffic school, so all's fair.
Yeah, the worst comedy traffic school of all time.
So the room that he's in is an amalgamation of different sort of game mechanics. There's like a maze. There's different areas he can step on, sort of like a Monopoly board. But the one that confused me the most is the expenses. It's a craps table, basically.
Yeah, with two giant dice. And I was
trying to weave together how does craps play into helping you with your he's specifically talking about deductions on his tax form. And I mean, outside of gambling can be a deduction of your income because you'll give it away to the casino. I was having a really hard time understanding how craps would play into it. And he didn't even bother to show us like, hey, here's how you place a bet on the pass line. And, you know, you want to max your odds once the point is out. And, you know, if you're going to place a bet, place bet, put on 6 and 8. And if you're playing like a $10 table, put 12 down because it pays 6 to 5. So you want to like make sure that, you know, you're getting the most out of that place bet. And even where he put the expenses, that would be the hard ways. And typically I'm going to throw a few dollars on the hard ways because you can make either 9 to 1 or 7 to 1 on those hard ways. So you want to like get your bets out and have that out there. So I'm just saying like they could have weaved in a lot more crap strategy into the tax return.
Did you crunch craps?
Are we in Mark's craps video? Like, tip, did
Mark overeat and fall asleep and he's having a real weird dream about taxes and craps?
I'm wondering if ate too much pizza, fell asleep, and now we're in his craps video where he's dispensing advice on craps.
You could say that in many ways, doing your tax is like placing a field bet, which, you know, I guess the IRS isn't going to pay you 1 to 1. On your field bet, unless you bet. I mean, if the person rolls a 2 or a 12, you get 2 to 1 on a field bet. So you would make out a little better in that situation. But
wake up. Erica. Wake up, Erica. Erica, wake up.
No. I had a terrible dream. We were talking about tax attack, and then Mark started talking about craps.
I can't get out of this.
I was having a hard time kind of weaving those two together.
You're avoiding the very early part of that, which is that she sends us the crap table and he takes his two giant die and he throws them on the table and they roll off the table very quickly.
Which I would have immediately yelled, same dice.
I mean, that's, I don't know how well he's playing craps or deductions or whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think it's just the back and forth between Ms. IRS and Robert Klein, but oh no, there is an exception. And that is when a bulletin shows up and interrupts the dream for a bulletin, mm-hmm. not even news bulletin, but just a bulletin. And then Mr. Announcer shows up later, which could be the same person, probably, who knows.
Now pay close attention because some of these strategies will still work for 1987 or later. And tell him what he could do, Mr. Announcer. While I sharpen my pencil.
First, let's look at what you could have done to help out with your 1986 taxes. For example, as you already heard, you could have made an early payment on medical expenses you had already incurred to get you over the 1986 5% floor on medical deductions. If you had some spare cash handy, you could have bought some big ticket items to take advantage of the sales tax write-off. Because it's eliminated as a deduction after 1986.
It's so fun to know the ways you could have saved money, but you didn't. What a great video this is.
Yep.
And they spend an inordinate amount of time covering the things he could have done in 1986, which presumably anyone who got this video, it's already 87. So that does nobody any good.
Yeah.
It's why waste everyone's 87.
Yeah, why waste anyone's time, especially poor Robert Klein, who's dying choking on pizza back in the real world.
Yeah. Just praying somebody comes in.
In that small town in Washington State that he went to do a show. And suddenly a man walks in backwards. He's in a red room. Anyway.
So there's a little person who's talking backwards. It's very
it's just selling him tax advice. It's like, I don't understand. she gives him crap and says, like, you should have been paying your taxes. If you could have gotten your stuff together in 86, you could have done this already, and then you could have prepaid your tax and then used that as a deduction. And I'm like, I guess that's good advice for the future, but not even this tax period. So I guess I'll try that this year.
What's potentially more disturbing than Robert Klein's understanding of the tax code is his physical fitness. He literally does one jumping jack and starts complaining, God, what is this? The Jane Fonda workout? I'm very concerned with his physical fitness.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still alive. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
Still
on a strict diet of pizza. Strict pizza diet. And he's thriving, really. I mean,
better than ever. Mm-hmm. Better than ever.
So this movie then dives into home mortgage interest write-offs, rental real estate write-offs, income shifting. It gets into trusts.
Guys, does this sound like a thrill ride already?
Right. It gets into trusts and covers two trusts that by the time I worked for a trust company, which I did for 5 years of my career.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
We never had Clifford Trust or Spousal Remainder Trust, but I guess they got rid of those in 86, and I was working there in like 97. So
Mark, don't make sense. We'll cut that out. Don't admit that. We're young and fun.
You're right. Anyone who watches a video version of this will totally think of me as a 25-year-old. Like,
guy's like, what, 33?
Yeah, like People, listeners, moisturize. That's all I can tell you. Moisturize, put on some good sunblock. You'll have a glowing face like this.
A glow.
When you're 33 years old. And then it goes into all kinds of tax deductions at the end. What this movie really says to me is get an accountant.
Get an accountant. Yeah.
Get an accountant.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is effectively an infomercial for getting an accountant.
Oh, I know. It's tricky. That's why God created accountants.
Very cute.
Very cute.
Very cute.
It's time for things we loved and things we hated.
That's right. Wow. We're going to talk about the things we loved, the things we hated about Tax Attack 87. Mark, what is something that you loved?
I have to say that I loved all of the, and you already talked about it, Ryan, but the lightning strikes that come after Robert Klein through this. I think that combined with his Cosby Show era sweater really just it really creates a wonderful time capsule for this movie. And if you take away the subject matter, which is admittedly very dry, I mean, we're talking about filing your tax return, from the graphics that they show, the little like cutaway to graphics of where they have sort of a felt chalkboard, but I don't know why that was the graphic, but sort of those late 80s digitized TV cheap graphics that they would put up.
Oh, yeah.
Combined with his outfit, the lighting just casting paned windows behind him, but it's obviously just a stage set. Like
right.
this is the epitome of just 80s production value. And I I kind of loved it for that.
It's definitely low rent production value, and there is some fun to like be looking at that. But yes, Erica, what is something you loved?
I too loved the production value. I think for no good reason, having those window, the lights look like windows, and they don't even mm-hmm. look like good windows. It clearly just mm-mm. looks like a cutout of a window pane put over a light, so that the shadows look like the window pane.
It's the kind of windows that you would cast in like a high school stage play.
Yes.
Well, they use them in the beginning when it's just sort of all dark except mm-hmm. his desk, and then you have the lit up windows behind him, and then when he's mm-hmm. on the game board, it's all very well lit. But they still have the background windows, which is like, is this all in the same place?
Yeah.
Is it necessary to try to make it all seem like the same place?
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so exciting. And just think about it. The title, Tax Attack. So he's definitely not choking. But now, upon further review, I think he's having a heart attack. And he's near death. Mm-hmm. Because the taxes are causing a strain on his heart, the stress.
And his inability to eat pizza.
Yeah, his diet. His poor mm-hmm. high fat, high sodium diet. Just that's it.
Been flinging those pizza slices all over his desk.
Just want to remind you, Ryan, these are things we loved.
just a quick reminder.
I'm still on things I love here.
Okay. All right. I loved also the lightning.
One more move like that and it's a 3-year audit.
Ooh, hey, that's harassment, lady.
Maybe, but it's certainly effective.
So it's lightning, and also this video implies that the IRS harasses people.
Yeah.
And they got away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a pro-tax video.
Yeah. So. This was painting them in a good light.
But the lightning was just like, so, I mean, I had to try to love something, and mm-hmm. that was about all I could.
Yeah.
So now I'll have a much more robust answer as we switch to things we hated. Mark, what is something you hated?
Again, I got to go back to that they never thread the needle between craps and your tax return. And I mean, at the very least, they could have said,
wake up. We're back in.
One, two, three, wake up.
Ignore them, listeners. This is for you. If you're on a 3, 4, 5 table for craps, remember you can max your odds bet at 3 times on the 4 and the 10, 4 times on the 4 and the 9, and 5 times on the 6 and the 8. And really, their 6 and the 8 are going to hit the most. So really want to max those bets.
Damn it. How does Mark make Vegas seem boring? It just made me feel like it's the last place I want to go. Is this supposed to be like sexy fun place? It sounds dumb.
In my mind, I was like, well, I'm never going to play craps ever again. I'm done.
Easy game. It's an easy game, everyone.
It sounds like it.
It needs. Once you get your videotape and I can play it and watch it at home.
I'll be making a tape. We'll have giant dice and a huge craps table that I'll just roll around in and just at the top of my lungs just be
money.
can you shoot it just like an actual craps table and we just do a little video. We shoot you off the side of a green screen and make you a tiny little person on the craps table.
Like, absolutely.
Ooh, have to like step out of the way when somebody throws the dice and you're like, right. Whoa, I'm just trying to explain here.
Whoa, come on, everybody. We're talking about C&E bets, everyone. Want to talk about fire bets? Let's get it going.
But people watch it for all the wrong reasons because it's called Craps Attack. And so they're like, oh, this is going to be hilarious. Because they're going to think it's about people shitting their pants.
They're like, oh, I've got Crohn's disease and I finally have a video that I can relate to.
Oh no.
Craps Attack. Oh no, it's about Craps the game? Will no one understand me?
But at the end, I'll weave in how to write off your gambling losses as a tax deduction.
Just a reminder, Mark, what's the reminder? We just don't take our advice, okay?
The New World Pictures podcast is not an accounting firm and is not licensed to provide financial planning advice. Listeners are advised to consult their personal attorney or a certified public accountant for additional information.
All right, Erica, something you hated.
I hated everything else other than the lights.
Yeah, me too. Mostly the pizza, but then everything else. Here's what I really hated. First, this is not organized into areas. So as Mark was explaining, I had the same thought. This isn't set up into chapters, which would have been something you could have done, even keeping your game board premise. But they didn't do that. So you're fast forwarding or rewinding or back and forth to try to get advice because it's just being shot to you in randomness because it's just going from squares to square to square of this made up game board. But there is no game involved. Mm-hmm. There's no game to any of it. So it's just random. And it's just so upsetting to be like, why couldn't you have just put a little bit more thought and set this up? And there are different chunks of tax advice, and you could have split this up into different areas so that people could have really utilized this to actually help them.
I was just going to say, to your point, they could have gone through actual tax forms and been like, here's how you fill this stuff out. Now, what do credits mean versus deductions? What are the different... like, how does AMT fit into this? You know, they could have done it in a linear fashion to actually make it instructional.
Uh-oh, guys. I smell a remake. Oh, here we go. You heard it here first. I got the scoops.
Well, I think...
here with Mark and Ryan, the creators of Tax Attack 25. Remake.
I think we're already halfway finished with Mark's craps attack, so we have to make that first. Then also something else I hated. The game itself. I hated it's got no rules. It sucks. You don't even roll a die. You only move to a next piece if Ms. IRS deems it so. This game sucks. And then is it helpful?
Unlike craps.
Unlike
Which is
craps,
a great game.
This is a great game filled with dice rolls. And then is this video helpful? I don't know if it's helpful. And what about, here's where it tries to explain the alternative minimum tax.
This other tax, the alternative minimum tax, or AMT for short, always existed, but now it can also affect areas like charitable contributions as well. So move it to the AMT area, Mr. Klein.
But I've never understood this alternative minimum tax.
Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, Mr. Klein.
Oh, I'm sure it's killing you.
The AMT has been beefed up from 20 to 21%, and the number of preferences have been increased. Figure that it's your AGI plus certain tax preference items and other adjustments, minus certain permitted itemized deductions, and minus an exemption amount.
So what's the big deal?
Not so easy, eh, Mr. Klein?
I mean, if you need to know, literally, you really honestly need to know what alternative minimum tax is, as soon as they started to explain it, I guarantee 99% of the people that needed that information, it just became white noise. it just was like, wait, rewind it again. And then you start leaning into it. And then again, white noise. This doesn't help you. Get an accountant. You don't know what this can't help you. All right, there are no scenes. So do you have a favorite moment? Do you have one?
Ah, boy.
We can cut this if we don't. It's no problem.
I don't.
Okay.
Money.
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 Money. Money, 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 money.
Money!
Okay, that scene actually made me laugh out loud.
That's
so
true.
I guess
that's
that true. Is my favorite scene.
There you go. There you go. That's good. Somebody had one. That's good. That's great. It's time for final questions. And I think it's a final question that we have already asked, but Who is this for?
I don't know. It's not for children. It's not for teenagers. Although they do spend a lot of time talking about the base tax rate for anyone that's 14 years old and older. 14? What's your... I mean, that presumes you have a job at 14. And then you have a tax basis at that... I don't know. Okay. I mean, maybe things were different in 87, but that doesn't track with me.
Yeah.
So it's not for kids. It's not for people who fill out like the 1040 EZ, who are, you know, they don't have a lot of deductions because they go into like rental deductions and 401ks, right, pension plans, IRAs, KIOs. Like, they go into so many things that this is for when you're in your career. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to figure out the tax code.
Because that's what you're saying. Robert Klein already says that he already has to use the more complicated form. He can't use the simple form.
Right.
So already the video is saying like, hey, if you're somebody who just does their own taxes and you're hoping for a little extra fun help, like, this video is filled with information you probably don't need.
Yeah.
But the set makes it look like a really cheap Nickelodeon show from when like Nickelodeon first started. It's wildly confusing who the target audience is for this. I truly don't know.
Well, Robert Klein said this in 1987. He said, my hunch is they, the producers, we're trying in an entertaining way to communicate conceptually what these new tax laws will mean to people in those income brackets, 25,000 to 100,000. Also, Paul Kohlberg, who is president of New World Video, he said, quote, the average guy is intimidated by tax preparers and the IRS. If we can make it humorous and entertaining, more of the information will sink in.
I don't disagree with that. I think that his theory is correct. You could have made this funny and not made it look like a children's show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you first still would have to make this funny. You would. That would have been. That's the challenge. First, have to make it funny. Here's another question. What's really going on with Robert Klein and Ms. IRS?
Yeah, I think you nailed it in your what's this movie about, Ryan? I think that's his dead wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say that he's dreaming
about his dead wife and they're arguing still.
Yeah. Well, that was the base of their marriage. It was just...
And she's like, and you're fat. And you're lazy. And you don't take... You aren't organized.
Yeah. And I wish I could kill you, but I can't. So...
Because I'm just a voice.
Yeah. There you go.
Lastly, and maybe Mark semi-answered this, but lastly, why didn't they make Uncle Sam Pac-Man a playable character? Come on now.
Yeah. Big miss.
Oh, yeah. I can't be patriotic and also play Pac-Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's some research. This movie was made in conjunction with Arthur Andersen and Company. They were the consultants on all the tax stuff.
Did they also make furniture? They were a subsidiary of Ethan Allen.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Here's something, though, that was said by Michael Keating, executive vice president of the nonprofit National Taxpayers Union. He said that the comedy would be helpful because he said, quote, sometimes a joke helps you remember something you otherwise might forget. Such as how fat you are and how you're lazy and unorganized, as the jokes are in this. Okay, this was released on VHS in December of 1986, just in time to be a tax write-off, by the way.
The irony's not lost on that.
No. And it was released along with a couple other Learning Corporation of America video cassettes. Would you like to know what those video cassettes
you
are?
You bet.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Also available. They're both sports related. 1986 Masters Tournament. A reflection of the entire tournament. $39.95.
Oh. Sports Timber is looking good.
Oh, man. I mean, by the way, this one was 1995, so pretty affordable for as videotapes went at that time. But 40 bucks, you got a you got to fork up if you want to get the Masters Tournament of 1986. Also, and more exciting probably for Mark and I, America's Cup. Yank it back. A history of the America's Cup race from just 1995.
Wow.
Oh, I remember watching that with Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like super into that.
There was a time when people were jazzed about it. Remember, we talked about this in Return of the Killer Tomatoes because that's going on during that movie all the time. Mm-hmm. People had America's Cup fever back then.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, do I have that VHS tape in my eBay cart? Did I just get a good offer to buy it for even less than the listed price? Yes, I did. Anyway,
buy it?
Yeah, to buy it.
Own it?
Yes. Yes. Just like we own Tax Attack 87, which was not the only tax prep video guide around.
Oh, well, what?
There was also other videotapes, including the Touche Ross Video Tax Guide, $29.95 on Master Vision Tape and Laserdisc, is the Big Eight Accounting Firm's 90-minute program for individuals and small businesses. There's also just the aptly named 1986 Tax Guide, $16.95 from Child's Play Video, as narrated by Larry Butler from ESPN's National Business Today, who explains 1987 tax laws to individuals preparing their own returns. And sounds like it would actually be helpful.
Yes, it does. That
but
sounds
is it
like
fun?
But do you get to talk to your dead wife? I don't think so.
Yeah. Boring, no ghosts.
No one gets struck by lightning in that video.
Yeah.
Just your heart.
Oh, this is just too much fun for words.
I love how he goes up at the end of that, too. Words. It's so funny.
Oh, man. I mean, I will give it to Robert Klein. He does his absolute best. He really is trying hard. I don't even know if they are actually playing back Susie Essman's voice. It could have literally been a PA just reading her lines to him.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, that's how they did it, because you can see there was some timing issues there, which could have been fixed in editing, but I digress. And so I have to hand it to him. It's just, he's trying his absolute best. This is, I'm sure he got paid just a fraction of that $50,000 that he makes a year, but a significant one nonetheless. So that and trying to get people to quit smoking. I mean, he's got a lot that he's going on. But anyway, that is it. That is it for Tax Attack 87, our first installment in February. We hope you enjoyed this video. And if you did, please go to our website. You can listen to all our past videos, our episodes on videos, and sometimes movies. And you can also read articles. You can buy our t-shirts. Buy a t-shirt. Start the year off right with a New World Pictures Podcast t-shirt. We have so many designs to choose from. And we'll see you next time on the New World Pictures Podcast, part of Someone's Favorite Productions Podcast Network. Bye, everybody.